This is KCUR. Bernard Chandelle married his high school best friend Anne Marie after college. They were married for 10 years and had three kids. 14 years ago, Anne Marie died of cancer. In a StoryCorps recording booth earlier this summer, Chandelle spoke with Anne Marie's mother, Bridget Burgett, about losing his wife and about how a car ride with his three-year-old niece helped him come to terms with his sexuality.
It was Christmas after Anna passed away, and we were driving around, and my kids were in my brother-in-law's car, and so I just had the 2 3-year-olds, and as we're driving around, Colleen just blurts out, "When are you going to get a new mommy for Joey?" That really kept me up. That was a moment where, I mean, up through that point, I never thought I would ever, you know, come out. I thought I would marry Kathy Edmonds.
Yes.
And Anne's best friends. Anne told me that was the only person I was allowed to get remarried to. seriously, though, and that kept me up. And I was like, I remember I didn't sleep that night and just thinking, oh, you know, at one point I said, there's not going to be another mom. There just won't. And that January, I kind of started the process of coming out.
I was sort of thinking that you were anyway.
Okay.
I had wondered because I always thought you were frustrated. And she had mentioned to me that every time you went to a gathering, for example, I remember this one vividly, you went to some party with guys from Jacobson's.
Oh, the department store where I worked.
And she said to me, she just couldn't get over how comfortable you were with those guys.
Who are mostly gay.
So she was making me think that she was wondering, you know, I just thought you were being faithful to your marriage with Anne, but I thought you were frustrated.
There were distractions at times, but I never was physically unfaithful.
Mm-hmm.
I think I told you I never even kissed a man until I was 35.
Mm-hmm.
And she was my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
She was your best friend. She was.
All through high school.
Mm-hmm.
You were a good friend too. Do you remember when I used to come by?
And sit on the counter and we'd discuss recipes and everything. However, Rod,
your husband,
my late husband, thought you were gay. And when Anne told him that she was going to get married, he said, "Well, how can you marry him? Because he's gay." And Anne said, "He's not gay."
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I didn't know that. You never told me that story. I'm surprised you didn't say something when I came over and asked you two if we could get married.
I don't think he would because he probably trusted Anne's judgment. And if she didn't suspect it or think you were, he probably honored that, you know.
Okay. I personally just wanted to thank you, Bridget, for hanging in there and not giving up on me. And you've been such a loving support for me and for the kids. And even though I know I've done stupid things and I know I've done frustrating things, but like I said, you never gave up on me. I love you for that. I love you for being you.
That's really nice. And I love you too. And I love you especially because I know how much Anne Marie loved you. You know, I always remember that. So I kind of cherish that. And I know she would want me to stand by you. Without a doubt.
That's
because
nice
I think
hear.
If she was living and you finally decided, "Anne, I can't do this anymore, I'm gay," I think you would have remained friends. I don't think you would have abandoned each other. I think you would have still been friends, don't you?
I think she'd have been mad as hell for a little while.
For a little while.
But then I think we would have been really good friends.
Yeah.
That was Bridget Burgett speaking with her son-in-law, Bernard Chandelle. This interview is recorded in Kansas City as part of the StoryCorps Out Loud Project, a national initiative to record and collect stories from the LGBTQ community. This story was produced by KCUR's Suzanne Hogan.